Favor.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The threat of a federal government shutdown was easing after the House swiftly approved a 45-day funding bill to keep federal agencies open. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
So I think at the end of the day, we kept the government open, kept paying our troops to finish the job we have to get done.
The measure now goes to the Senate, which is also meeting Saturday. The bill drops aid for Ukraine but adds U.S. disaster assistance. House passage came after Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped plans for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic help. It was a head-spinning turnaround after days of House chaos. Without a deal in place by midnight, millions of federal workers would face furloughs, and programs and services that Americans rely on would begin to face disruptions. Senators are expected to vote later Saturday. Ukraine has hosted an international defense industry conference in an effort to ramp up weapons production within the country. AP's correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The summit is an attempt to repel Russia's full-scale invasion and reduce foreign dependence on arms deliveries by creating their own defense industry within Ukraine. The event, attended by around 250 defense companies from more than 30 countries, marks a new development in the international support of Ukraine. The focus had previously been on delivering weapons, resulting in a depletion of stocks for many nations in order to support Ukraine. I'm Karen Shamas.
More than 60,000 protesters gathered in the Swiss capital Bern on Saturday, demanding tougher policies to combat climate change, organizers said, less than a month ahead of a national election. Such large protests are rare in Switzerland and show growing public frustration with the pace of policymaking to combat global warming, despite ample evidence of its impact. Switzerland's glaciers have shrunk by 10% in 2 years, while September was the hottest on record in a country warming at more than twice.